I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Gianni DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics, and we are at the Gateway Film Center. Summer's done.
Yeah.
Pretty lackluster summer, John.
Yeah, but we had some winners.
By winners, you mean hits.
Yeah, we had hits.
Successes.
We had the Iron Man series.
The Iron Man.
Yeah, the
Iron Man 3.
Right.
Yeah, that was a big hit.
Right. You had Brad Pitt coming through with World War Z.
Yeah.
Everybody thought that would be a big loser. And on the Distaff side, Melissa McCarthy was a big winner.
In the Heat.
Yes.
With Sandra Bullock.
Sure.
Yes. Those three were the only successes, mainstream successes.
Yeah, but Fast and Furious was a big success.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah, yeah.
Vin Diesel.
It's awful.
As we look at losers, Lone Ranger.
Did not deserve to lose as big as it did. It was a flawed movie for sure, but, you know, an interesting one. I mean, for a major tentpole action movie. It had some strange vibes that I thought were kind of original.
Big disappointment for me was The Internship with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
Yeah, and a big hit that a lot of people squawked about, but nevertheless ran away with a lot of box office dollars, was Man of Steel, which successfully reintroduced the Superman franchise.
So let's look back a little bit on the Oscar winners, and any film that didn't win the Oscar was a loser. 1972 with The Godfather.
Yeah.
No movie could possibly have beaten it except for Citizen Kane.
Right.
That year. And take a look at what we had that year.
Mm-hmm.
Deliverance.
Yeah.
One of my favorites, Aguirre, The Wrath of God, Werner Herzog.
The Godfather deservedly won Best Picture.
Yes, I would have put Deliverance.
Yeah, you would say Deliverance is better. Come on, John. Are you out of your mind?
Another year. Yeah.
Well, that's true of a lot of 1970s movies. So, Godfather wins deservedly Best Picture.
Got it.
Brando deservedly wins Best Actor.
Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
The Best Supporting Actor field is populated by Al Pacino in that star-making performance as Michael Corleone, James Caan as Sonny Corleone, and Robert Duvall as Tom Hayden, the conciliary, right? Those three guys were all nominated for Best Supporting Actor. Do you know who they lost to?
No, tell me.
They lost to Joel Grey in
Cabaret.
He was the MC. Pacino should have gotten that award.
But Gray did a good performance, and everybody remembers him. So, of course, they all remember
Nobody
Joel
remembers
Gray
it. Nobody remembers that. Nobody under the age of 60 remembers that.
Why don't we talk about something we can agree on? In 1962, the clear winner that year.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Yes. Was there anything that year that could have possibly competed with it?
1963, Lawrence of Arabia was up against The Longest Day.
Yeah, got a good
the
film.
The Music Man, Mutiny on the Bounty, and To Kill a Mockingbird. Obviously, the only one of those that you could make an argument for is To Kill a Mockingbird.
And that's and I think you're right. Now, if you go way, way ahead.
No, wait, let's not go way, way ahead. I'm going to stop you right there. Because another movie that came out 1962, which would have been
Cape Fear.
Yeah, Cape Fear, which I love.
Yes,
Robert
me too.
Mitchum.
Yes.
There was another huge snub in 1965. Doctor Strangelove.
Yes.
Lost to.
Tell me.
My Fair Lady.
Don't you think it took years for Doctor Strangelove to kind of settle into the brain and be accepted?
No, I don't know why. I mean, it was nominated for Best Picture. Kubrick never won the Best Director Oscar.
I mean,
the guy never won.
They've snubbed Scorsese.
Never won. I'm going to throw this microphone at you.
Until they gave Scorsese.
Then he gets it for The Departed, a half-assed.
You'd almost not want to win it.
I don't know. Hitchcock was nominated 5 times, never won.
What about Peter O'Toole?
What about him?
Nominated 8 times and never won. He didn't win either for Lion in Winter.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Burton had 7 and no win as well.
Is that right?
Yeah. So you can imagine these two great actors never winning.
Of course, those two guys were so soused they didn't notice.
They didn't care. They didn't care anyway.
Now, one of the worst snubs, 2010, the Best Picture field. Here's the field of nominees that year. Toy Story 3, The Fighter, The Dark Knight, The Social Network, Black Swan, and The King's Speech.
Ouch.
King's Speech was Best Picture.
Yeah, how about that year?
Ahead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 movies that were all better than it.
You know, that's true. Maybe that's the answer. The others are so good, you can't decide among them.
No,
so you just give it to some.
Now, that's the answer you should have said with the Pacino, Duvall, James Caan conundrum. That I might accept.
This is the organization that nominated Laurence Olivier 10 times for acting and directing, gave it to him for Hamlet. And he might have been the best actor next to Brando in the 20th century.
Yeah. Oscar continues to irritate us.
Then we maybe could end with the great blue-eyed guy, Paul Newman, 9 times.
Only won once for The Color of Money. And you know what?
It.
That was spot on. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway at 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.